It took just 3.5 weeks to clear the wreckage of the collapsed I-5 bridge and to build a new span across the gap. State Transportation Secretary Lynn Peterson says the temporary replacement can carry 99% of the usual car and truck traffic. The one restriction is no oversized loads.
It's as safe as it was before in terms of regular people just driving over the bridge and regular behavior. If it gets hit, just like any other bridge, you know, we would have an issue.
The lanes on the temporary bridge are slightly narrower, so the speed limit will be reduced from 60 to 40 miles per hour on the span. Peterson also announced the state has chosen a Spokane-based highway contractor to build a permanent replacement bridge. That fix is scheduled to roll into place in September, which will mean a brief revival of the sluggish detours. I'm Tom Bonsi in Mount Vernon, Washington.